96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairieland Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairieland Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairielandPartners.com to schedule your equipment. Prairieland
Partners. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 23rd of October. It is 7:22, and I'm very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer Tammy Beaupont. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, we're glad to, we're doing so far so good. Glad to have you in, and advanced voting in person. What's set to begin here in about 40 minutes?
Yes, yes. And thank you for having me on. Absolutely. We will begin advanced voting at 8 o'clock in the Lyon County Election Office here in the courthouse, and get it kicked off.
All right. So let's go through this again. What do people need if they want to come in and advance vote, Tammy?
Bring your photo ID and come in and vote. It's really simple. There's usually not any lines. We're hoping there will be, but I'd like to see a good turnout this election. And we'll get you in, get your vote on, and out the door real quick.
Get you in, get your vote on. I like that.
Yes.
And last time we had you on, you were testing some of the equipment to make sure that everything is smooth and ready to go. Did the tests go well here over the last couple of weeks?
It went perfect. Yes, absolutely. All of our equipment has been tested, calibrated, and is ready to be deployed. So we are ready for that, and looking forward to it.
All systems go, ready to be deployed.
Absolutely.
All right. And advanced voting, as we mentioned, begins this morning. So what are your hours up there? Is this Monday through Friday then in your office, Tammy?
Yes, from 8 to 5 every day, ending on Monday, November 6th at noon. We have to cut off then.
But you do have another opportunity for folks coming up this Saturday, right?
Absolutely. This Saturday, the 28th, we will offer voting from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Anderson Building. Really simple, really easy. I hope that the voters, you know, appreciate the fact that we offer that Saturday voting on every election, and we'll be there to help those that can't get to the polls maybe or during the early voting hours.
What is the, I guess, maybe the appeal of advance voting in general, whether it's by mail, which has been open now for a few days at the courthouse, or what's coming up on Saturday here with the special offsite activities?
I think it's just the convenience. You know, when you're out and about on a Saturday morning and you see the vote here signs at the fairground, and you're like, oh, hey, I could go ahead and get my voting done and just run in real quick, get your voting done, and you're done. In case, you know, people have busy schedules, and so sometimes going to the polls on election day is a little more difficult, and so it's real convenient.
And this goes for all voters in Lyon County then. If you're in Allen, Bishong, Opie, this is all a good Saturday?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. As far as voting, you know, on election day coming up November the 7th, any changes here locally, Tammy, in precincts, voting places?
Nope, no changes in the polling sites. We're all set to go there. I do want to mention that on the 31st, on Halloween, is the last day to request a mail ballot if you're wanting to do that. So just be aware of that deadline.
Speaking of the mail side of things, when is the last day to mail, actually get the postmark on it?
They have to be postmarked on election day.
No later than election day. Then
right.
And you still have the 3 days to...
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Tammy, one of the things I know that you bring up, which doesn't specifically deal with the advance voting process, but I know that you bring up every time, is electioneering and guidelines on what electioneering is and how that can be avoided.
Electioneering is wearing any kind of campaign or having any kind of campaign material within 250 feet of a polling site. And so you shouldn't be wearing a T-shirt or something promoting a candidate when you go in to vote, because that's electioneering. Any yard signs within that 250-foot radius is not allowed. So just be aware that we do monitor that and enforce it.
All right. And on Election Day itself, when do polls open, when do polls close?
7 in the morning to 7 at night.
Okay.
Easy enough. Tammy, are you set with volunteers to help you out, and election workers, or do you have some needs in those two specific areas?
My election board has been set since about the middle of September, so I got everybody signed up and scheduled early, and we're good to go. But, you know, people can always, you know, put their application in, and they can get that online or come into the office and fill out an application, and then we'll add your name to the list.
That would be a yes. Everybody's ready.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Tammy, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning? Because, you know, we're obviously looking forward to, we've got our latest candidate forum, our final one coming up Tuesday morning. We've got our voter election guide, which is up right now on KUVW.com, and we're looking forward to the big election coming up here on Tuesday the 7th.
I think that the only thing that I really want to say is that, you know, this is a very important election. This is the election that affects us here locally, in our schools, in our cities, in our small cities. And it's really an important election, and I would love to see the turnout a lot higher than it's been in the past.
All right. Well, Tammy, we appreciate your time as always, and good luck on this year's election season.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good to talk to you. Tammy Vopot, Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, this week it got really tight over the weekend. Basically, we only have one, and that's Friday. But next week's wide open. So if you want one of those spots, let us know. 620-342-1400 or email us at KVUE@KVUE.com. Tomorrow morning, 720, Tricia Fullerton joins us, and we've got a lot to talk